I wanted to share a little bit about this spaciousness meditation that we just did. These are really chaotic times we're in right now, just in the whole world. And at times it gets very hard. All the social media allows us to know more, and then it also crowds our mind, crowds our world, where at times we might feel that it's just too much, right? You know, we say we have to take social media breaks, or device breaks, we take a day off on the device, where we don't get on the device. And so all these are things that are continuously contributing to the feeling that there's just so much coming at us, and then the mind just proliferates with the ideas and the thoughts. So there's this continuous movement. And yet we know that every moment, even every image that we see, it's a rising and disappearing. And part of our steadiness, our getting still, the pausing, is a stopping so we can see that there really is space, that even in the midst of everything, in the midst of the city, in the midst of the buildings, cement, that there really is still space there. And not just is there space outside of us, there's space inside of us too. And when we continuously feel that everything is too much and there's no space, literally we feel, I just don't have space to think. Sometimes we say that, I just need space. I need my space, right? And when we think like that, we usually feel like we need to get away from people or go outside by a tree where there are not objects taking up space around us. Or we look in the sky and we see the vastness of the sky and we start to feel a little bit calmer. So that feeling of I don't have space. This is also something that's going on in our minds, because the mind has been so it just proliferates. You know, it proliferates, meaning it just keeps going and producing thought, and yet each thought has pause in between when we get still enough to see that they're all linked together. And we can't see it though. It feels like it's this continuous stream of consciousness. But when we get still, when we get still enough and there's space and we're feeling the spaciousness, we actually get to see that it's just this arising falling of another thought, just like that. And just as in the meditation, the invitation was to, can we get so still that we can begin to notice that rising and falling? And in that space between the rising and falling, we start to feel a little bit more in the whole body spacious, that everything is crunched together, that the world isn't crunched together, that the information is not crunched together. So it's not something that we can only do in meditation. We can practice it in meditation because we've stopped, we've said we'll be still, we're following our breath, the body calms down because the respiration is slowing down, the heart rate is slowing down. so then we can actually begin to notice what has always been there. So the space is always there. It's just that we're so, everything is moving so quickly that we're not noticing it. When we stop and we pause and breathe mindfully, we see that actually I do have space. And so the invitation also to begin to notice the space around us. So mostly when we open our eyes and we look around, we very seldom focus on space. I mean, you know, what is it to focus on, right? But it's very easy to focus on the objects, the squareness of the computer, right? The squareness of the box, the roundness of our heads, the shape of the futon, the floor color, the Buddha's face and lips and nose. So we land on that, yeah? And what we miss is the space around everything. So when we begin to actually notice the space outside of us, we can then move right into bringing that same noticing of space inside of us. And yet we don't live in a world that invites us to look at space. I mean, often, how many times do we go outside on a walk and we haven't even looked up to the sky? And because we're so used to bringing awareness to what is there, and also the mind, it grasps at things, right? So it's always going out and looking for something to grasp, right? That's what the mind does. So when it looks at something, it's dropping and it's landing and it's grasping. And then it moves to the other thing, and then it moves to the other thing. Because that's what we do. We all do this. So the stopping and the pausing allows us to begin to notice that we really are always, as they say, going out for something else. And definitely when we go outside, we go out to the things that we're seeing. You know, some people, they're not to look. I think it's there's just space. And what do you do? There's nothing, right? That's the issue. There's nothing to look at. There's nothing for the mind to go out and grasp onto. And so sometimes some people, they get bored. I don't know how you can sit out there like that. And yet, if you go outside and you stare at an ocean and the waves coming in, what you see is the waves, it's the same motion over and over again, right? It's the waves, and they come and they break, and then another one's right behind it and it breaks. And it's that subtle focusing that brings the mind to concentration. And in that concentration, meaning we're focusing now, we're becoming one-pointed, right? We begin to see things. Things become more clear. The subtle things we miss from all the different things that we're grasping. It's like right? Because every time we engage, we become someone else. We're always becoming again and again, becoming, because I'm reading this, I'm becoming that energetic presence with something else. So when we stop going out and grasping, then we stop becoming, and then we're just being. And that's so hard to do. we're so we're always becoming something because that's the nature of this life. The whole thing is from birth is the next thing to do, right? And so this spaciousness, it's sort of a step to allow us to notice the nothingness, if you will, of the space. And that begins to, we don't become something else because we're not grasping on another. We're actually in between the two us there. Not as exciting, or we think of as exciting, yet the best. Yeah. The meditation, the invitation to notice the space in between the breath, because it's there, it's always there, and the space in between each thought, which is also always there, is that subtle pausing. And if you can do it, that's fine. I mean, I don't know, it takes time to be able to sit and let everything settle so that you can begin to see the thoughts as they come and that there's actually space in between them. And the same with the breath. I think it's a little bit easier with the breath because we can actually slow the breath down to be able to see almost voluntarily slow the breath down so we can pause the breath in and out to see the space. So maybe it's fabricated initially because we're actually controlling it. And then the point where we don't control the breath gets its own rhythm, start to notice it, meaning the space in between. So this practice is all things. Stationary posture, breathing in and out, stopping, that translates into our daily lives. It's not separate at all. So when you opened your eyes after the meditation, and the first thing the eyes did was go to the thing, the objects, right? Totally normal. That's what we do. And don't get me wrong, because sometimes when we're in certain situations, that is what we must do. Like we're driving. Don't be looking at space and getting all happy there. That's not what we're doing, okay? I mean, we discern. This path is one of discernment. So we discern when we can do that off the cushion or off the chair, and we discern when we can't. So we can't, the man found, or the woman flying the plane, we don't want them to be like dropping into the spaciousness of passenger. And we can drop into that. But we do it every moment. We don't have to go outside. So we can look at the sky from inside. It's one of the reasons I really like windows. I feel like I suffer when there aren't windows because there's something about looking up in the sky that immediately opens the vastness in me. I feel like that's more reality. But when I can't see the sky, I feel like there's something very human-made, fabricated, which it is, right? Because we get in a place and we fill it up with stuff. And then it takes up all the space, you know, literally it takes up space. And so then it's easy to forget that there is spaciousness. Because literally there isn't as much. But when you open your eyes every morning, instead of going directly to whatever it is the eyes go to in your room, I invite you to let the eyes go to space and begin to bring that to you, the way that letting that spaciousness be something that is outside, and then also that the body, because the tension that the body forms, the walls and the knots, takes up space. So as we relax our body, those knots, they open up, and there's a spaciousness that moves through the body now. It's not all knotty, right? And so when something happens, when a challenge comes, a difficulty comes through the body, right? Because everything's energy. So a word comes at us, or a physical impingement comes on us, or a verbal impingement, right? An energetic impingement. It can move through that body easily if there's more spaciousness in that body. But if there isn't spaciousness in that body, because it's just knotted and it's contorted and it's contracted, that's where energy gets stuck. And instead of moving through, it gets knotted. It's already there, something ready. Our tensions, right? Just like outside, if you throw the ball, is from there to there, so many things there, the ball may try to find its way, but it may get stuck somewhere, especially if there's an area where there's no place, a ball or water. But if there's a space for the ball to be thrown and it just moves through and it gets to the other end, it'll do that. It's the same way in the body. If our body is spacious, if we are more relaxed and calm and grounded and connected, and everything is flowing, right? Everything is flowing. Something difficult comes at us, it'll move through much easier than if we're not in that space of flow. It'll get stuck. It'll even cause pain. That evening we might feel more tension in our body, we might feel more achiness, we might get headaches, an existing tension might be even more emphasized, and that's because we keep taking in energy. We're completely surrounded by impingement, whether it's a thought from someone, and certainly the most material form, an actual physical impingement on the body when we hit our bump or shoulder or anything. But even that energy that isn't that's brought by the physical force, that energy can move through as well if we're more spacious. But if we're tight and we're contracted and we've got a lot of stuff going on, it'll get stuck. So this practice of spaciousness, it's really and vastness, the vastness that's inside and the vastness that's outside. And how do we continuously through the day allow things to move through us and not be stuck in us? And some of that has to do not just with sitting and bringing that spaciousness into mind and through the body and sensing what is it in my body? How does it feel? What does spaciousness feel in this body? What is it? And then when we can, looking at the open sky and feeling that openness. So during our meditation, at some point, I felt like a little lighter. So how do we feel besides when we're sitting in meditation? How do we sit in meditation? We sense what it feels like. That's what the invitation is always. What does it feel like? What's the sense of it? What's the shape? What's the smell? Is there a color? so that as we're moving through the world in our daily lives, we can come back to that. So we can really know our mind and our body, because that's what the practice is knowing who we are so we can take good care and not suffer. Not just when we're on the cushion, but just our daily moving through the world. So I believe I'll stop there, because that's enough. Talk about what I was going to actually talk about next week. So we can just let all that go. I'll invite a bell and we can breathe in the spaciousness, whatever that means for us, and breathe it out.